Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We finally see the last few weddings, and the couples meet family and friends, and some of the mamas ain't buying it. Plus, it's sexy time. Let's go.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
Right. It is the Married at First Sight after show and after party coming live from your YouTube and Apple iTunes and all of the above. Hello, guys. I am Takira Shabre. I am representing solo for the married ones today. And we have Ken here representing for the single men.
Yes, representing. I'm not solo today.
Because he has Lanisha representing for the single women.
Hey, all the single ladies, let's go.
We are talking Married at First Sight, Season 10, Episode 3, I Married a Stranger. Kind of what the show's all about. But we have a really exciting episode to break down. We have our, it's sexy time, y'all. We're going to have sexy time this episode. Hello. We have our rate these couples. We're talking about all the couples, breaking them down. But before we roll into all of that, what did you guys think of the overall experience we had? The last two weddings.
Y'all, my Eminem, y'all. That's my power couple, you guys. And might I say, Michael, you was looking good.
Oh, my goodness.
You was looking good.
We'll give it up for Michael and Mika, the Eminem couple, all that chocolate goodness. And definitely we learned a little bit more about Brandon and Taylor.
So you were feeling there. We saw a little bit more of them this episode.
We saw a little bit more of their interactions and how they kind of, you know, act along with each other. But
to really see if it's about something.
Yeah, and y'all, we definitely see your comments. So throughout the show, we'll be reading your comments from last week. Okay, so stay tuned.
Keep typing them up.
I love the comments. Our extended panel, because it's not just us three. And Mike, we love you. It's not just us four, but it's all of y'all. So let's hop into your chocolate M&Ms. Let's talk Mika and Michael. We finally see them officially get married kind of a little bit last time, kind of bled into a little bit this time.
Yeah.
But this episode, Michael was taking ownership a little bit. Me personally, my overall through the episode, I was really digging Michael. Like, he is the epitome of a husband, like husband material. Like, when she's worried, he's stepping in. He's like, no, it's okay. Like, Ken was like, he's talking her through it. And I'm like, yes.
My thing was the kiss.
The kiss, yeah, very much so. I had to quote him so many times, so I'm going to drop a couple of them. He said, his vows, he said something about the joy, strength, and imagination to our marriage, that he plans on bringing that. I will choose you on the day after and the day after. And then at the end, he just simply said, it's amazing. It feels amazing. Happy and honored and blessed to be married to her. I'm stepping into my future with my wife.
Yeah.
His heart is so into it. What do you guys think?
His heart is in it. And also with him telling her to just power through it. She was worried. She was like, this is awkward. And he was giving her that. He was being that husband, that man that she obviously needed, because as soon as he said, hey, let's just power through it.
Yeah.
It was just like, okay, and she was going with the flow. So right. It was very reassuring to know that she had that with him.
Yeah, 100%.
Listen, I was iffy about Michael at the very beginning,
like episode one.
Episode one, like the introducing the individuals. Okay? Okay, but when I saw him coming in with a suit, y'all,
oh my god,
that fresh cut, Lanisha. And he said the vows. I said, come on, man.
He took
the lead in a lot of, not even just at the wedding, at the reception, too. He took the lead in a lot of ways possible.
And their conversation after the wedding was my favorite, because I feel like theirs was a little less awkward. I mean, let's be real, you're marrying a stranger, so a little awkwardness is going to be there, but I feel like theirs was more natural. It just flowed.
And from the buildup, it was a little bit misleading because you thought that maybe the hang up on her dress was going to kind of throw her off. Mm. And I definitely, we saw some comments about people saying like, hey, it needed to be on point. And I know personally, if I tell the producers I want to be married in an electric blue suit and I get a navy blue suit, come on, we already talked about this, and her dress was too big, and she wasn't really feeling, you know, that confidence. So it was good to see her unwind and become comfortable with Michael in her baggy dress that she...
Our host Mike over here asked the big question, saying if it would be a big deal, and Keisha per year says yes, a bridal gown that is ill-fitting is a big deal. And I totally agree with you, girl, because if my dress not looking right, you was not seeing me down the aisle yet. Yeah. No. We're going to go get this fitted, bring her here, she's going to sew it up, I'm going to look right coming down the aisle. I want my man to like look at me and cry. And be like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
I mean, let's be real. Michael probably didn't look at her dress and like, that sweetheart is not fitting. Yeah. But it's her. It's what's within that. It's not just the fitting of the dress. Like you said, Ken, it's the confidence that comes from that. So whether you're male, female, whatever, when you're confident, you can feel it. And so I think 100% it makes all the difference.
Yeah. And her friends were great. Like, her vitals, like, saying, like, you look beautiful. Like, that's your job, is to reassure her.
She was feeling
her.
Like Bridezilla, 100%. Mm-hmm. She was like, I'm not doing it. I'm leaving. I think one thing that kind of we see a little anticipation in the future was his plan was, for some, a vibe. So, just as a reminder, Mika's 25, Michael's 31, and they kind of talk about a plan. So they're talking about kids because, you know, she has a goddaughter. And she was like, okay, what about you? What, you know, kid-wise, do you want to have kids? She said a year. And then she was like, I just met this man, so I'm actually being conservative. She probably wants to get pregnant, like, at honeymoon. And he's like, nope, 2 years. So first off, what do you guys think about their differences? Do you think it's going to kind of come in between them? Which side do you take?
I like Michael's 2 year. How he was planning it out, first off, you are strangers. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
So let's take this 1 year to get to know one another and then take the second year to, establish y'all careers, the goals and everything. Because she's still trying to be a CEO and he's trying to be a principal. So they still need to establish that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Kids do get in the way. We love them. They're cute, but they do get in the way. So I liked his plan. It was reasonable.
I would side with Michael as well, just because 2 years getting to know each other. They want to travel and really just get to know each other. I was their best man in a wedding last year, and the topic of children was a very big thing for that couple. Oof. And that's important for a lot of couples. So
didn't agree just, or did they agree?
I don't know. I think Mika was just trying to go along with it for his sake, but I could see that kind of not being.
She didn't like it.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
But that's like something to get over, I feel like.
Yeah.
If it's only a year difference, it's not like he's saying like 7 years like Matt last season. So it's not like he's waiting for like forever. And he has a reasonable plan with it.
I mean, 9 of those months you're pregnant. It's my, you know, you got to go through it. I mean, if Mike were here, I feel like he would side with me because he and I have been married the same amount of time. Neither one of us have. We have both been married for like 4-ish years, mm-hmm. 4.5, 5 years. Been together with our significant other for 6 years before we got married. Neither one of us have kids. We're still living our best life. So if Mike were here, it'd be funny, like, if I got pregnant at the same time as Mike's wife. I'm like, we just need to keep this going.
If that Mike, happens, I love you. Oh my gosh, update us if that happens.
I love you. Speaking of getting it on and maybe having kids, we're going to hit you with a little live message, a little a nice message we have for you guys first, and then we're going to hop into this whole Zach situation. Ooh. So, Ken, you have a little something special for our viewers?
Yes, yes. Before we move on, just wanted to let you guys know, thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Make sure you click that subscribe button and keep those comments going. And if you're listening on iTunes, make sure you rate us 5 stars. Yes. Shout out to Jamal Lamont and Lakita Alls. They hopped in the comments to welcome me. So let's keep those comments going. Really enjoy it. Thanks.
Yes. I actually have some comments from people about some of these couples we be talking about. So God loves culture. She says, think the family knows what's up with Brandon. Pay attention to how the family was acting. He's a nice looking guy, but comes off as dry and somewhat smug. Mm-hmm. And JBrook07 says, Brandon is not going to be cool enough for her. He comes off like he's pretending to be confident, but you can tell he's not. So some of our people in the comments, there's over 100 of you guys, and we love it. They are not feeling Brandon. Oof. And somebody said, I think it was Vina, who said that it should have been Keith from last season matchup with
Paired with Taylor.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, look, we're going to table Brandon and Taylor because I feel like that can go so many different ways. We'll table that and bring it on back to Mindy and Zach. So we see Mindy and Zach get married this go around. Mindy showed all 32, probably even 75 of her teeth. I mean, if there were more teeth in the body, I feel like she would have showed them. What did you guys, what were your takes on Mindy and Zach's wedding?
Man, you go ahead. Like, I'm still thinking.
Mindy was very physically attracted to Zach. It was just like she had saw her Disney prince. He was everything that she dreamed of, and he could do no wrong. And I think that could hurt her in the future just because it's like, just take it back a notch. Like, okay, he's a attractive looking guy, but like, let's really get to know him. But she's very smitten, and it's just like everything he says, she just eats it up.
Yeah.
And just like,
like dessert and all. Yeah. Appetizer, dessert, eating it up. What about you, Lanisha?
Listen, I got some red flags popping up. Like, as cute as they looked in this episode, because they had very some cute much. Moments. I even liked his vow where he proposed again. You know? So, well, again.
Well, proposed. I was just saying, like, that was my only kudo. I was going to give him his kudo first and then destroy him after. But I think he was the he's the first one to do that, to actually give his bride a proposal.
And ask permission.
So he got major kudos for that. I hate it came from Zach. I wish it came from, like, Michael or something.
Okay, we want it from our people.
Pick your battles. Pick
we
your
wanted
battles.
Michael. I wanted battles. Austin. Like, oh my gosh.
But were you digging Zach? Going, what were you?
So here's my red flags. From when the mom says that he has commitment issues. Oof. Ding, ding, ding. Especially with it didn't match up with some things that he was saying, like, oh, I just don't go on dating apps and all that stuff.
I'm not a serial dater.
But your mama knows best, you. Well, I know.
Very much so.
Mama knows best.
Mama and also said,
what else?
She might learn how to treat a woman from this experience.
See?
Might learn how to treat a woman from getting married. Like,
I'm glad you said that because I forgot about that part.
I just wanted to make sure that was, you know.
I forgot about that part.
If that was not the stab to the gut.
I'm glad you said that, though, Kent. And then, like, another red flag for me was him always picking about, talking about appearance. Like,
I mean, that surprised you, though? Let's be real. Come on, y'all.
You could be good looking, but still be humble. Like, I know a lot of good looking, well, I won't say a lot. Okay, I know some good looking people who are very, very humble. Like this panel, we are very humble.
I would just say, Zach is the epitome. I mean, day one, even when it was like solo interviews, answering questions, whatever, I'm not sold by him. I will never be sold by him. Sorry, Zach. You're gorgeous. Not my type, but you're gorgeous. Never sold, ever.
I think it's just the hair.
He 100% believes in his image. The fact that he asked his friends, hey, what's some really embarrassing tendencies of Mindy? I mean, does she, like, wear flats?
That part!
What? First off, what's wrong with wearing flats? I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong with flats?
He would hate me, you guys, because heels are is not my thing. I'll wear it on certain occasions, but heels is not my thing, so he would hate me.
From the selfie after the... That was, okay, kind of cute, but again, it's coming from him, so I'm not taking it very... Like, I'm not taking it on a cute level. And then he's like, oh, well, if she's gorgeous, then yeah, that's a plus. If she's beautiful. That's like your number one. Let's be real.
Well, he definitely said that. He's like, it's not just about her being gorgeous. It's also about other things. So I think the other things is the plus, but he most definitely wants her to be in shape. He mentioned physical. He mentioned all of that. Okay.
That's definitely top of the priority list. That was the first line from his vows. Was mentioning her physical beauty and attraction. That was the first thing that was stated. So,
and he didn't talk to the family. Zach didn't talk to the family. He did not talk to the family. We take that.
Okay.
Michael
gets an excuse. He thought the mama was a sister. Okay.
Right. He was like, oh, that's her sister. Oh, that's her mom. But he ended up talking. Zach was just like, I love Ken. I was like, did he talk to the family? He was like, I think he's just talking to himself. I'm like,
no, again. TK, you made me laugh when he winked, and you're like, oh, that is not.
I'm not buying it. Because you know what? Like, he said things like, I'm going to have a partner by my side, and that feels scary. I feel like all of these things, all of these red flags are the epitome of him being a play. Again, I don't know him personally. I'm watching the show like everybody else. So
right.
I got my opinions just like everybody else has their opinions. But I feel like being a married woman, the risk of when you choose to be married, you have to die to your old habits. You die to yourself. You die to your old self. And you have to make the choice of, obviously, do I have options? 100%. Will I continue to have options? 100% until the day I could be 74 and still have a 75-year-old man look at me at the grocery store and I might let him carry my milk. I mean, like, you're still always gonna have options, but you're choosing love. You have to be willing to choose love because you choose it every single day. And he's the epitome of the player who only wants a wife because he knows that's the thing that he probably should do. Mm-hmm. Just like a good girl who is in love with a bad boy, but she's like, you know what? Let me have my phone with my bad boy. I know ultimately I'm supposed to marry the good church boy and all of this stuff. But at the back of her mind, she's still going to be thinking about that bad boy. I'm not buying it. Sorry, man. Zach.
And I feel bad for Mindy because, like, nobody showed up.
Oh, I love Mindy. I want her to find a husband. Zach's not it. Yeah. speaking of loving, Jessica and Austin.
That's my couple. That's my people. That's my people.
I have to publicly apologize. And okay. I don't do this often. The cousins are keeping it so 100. I'm going to stop calling them cousins because they're obviously not.
Right.
But I am so ridiculously in love with them right now. I wish Mike were here because he had the same vibe as I had. I'm so in love with Jessica and Austin. What do you guys think?
I love them as well. I mean, I love Jessica's friends and how during their interrogation with Austin, they were like, just like bad boys. Like, right. Hey, what's going on? What's happening? You can tell they're very protective of her, but they were also having fun. That other couple that with the friends just wasn't, you have to watch the friends.
Oh,
I would say definitely watch the friends. Okay. The friends show a lot in these people, and you can pick up on a lot of different things, but
birds of a feather
flock together. But those birds that flock with Jessica, I'm definitely feeling them. And just there. I mean, Austin's a mama's boy. And I mean, they're just, it's like, oh, they're just so cute.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Jessica Gilbert, not our Jessica over here.
Okay.
She says, I really like Jessica and Austin together. I thought I wasn't going to like them, but I think they're going to be the favorite couple of the season. I love quirky couples.
Ditto on all of that.
Yes.
And can I just say that I love, first off, she gave me life again with this, I got a husband. I got a husband.
That's gonna be me. I got a husband. Uh-huh. We getting it.
She did the first go around. I'm married. I love her like quirkiness. Like I love that they're both quirky, but she kind of has a fun side to her, because when we look at the twins, we see Jessica as being the kind of like, honestly, like we were like, okay, she's the boring one. The other sister is the fun one. She's the outgoing. But Jessica is...
We see her fun side.
She is so walking in her happiness.
Jessica is letting loose. And she is not afraid to let loose. And Austin is... I mean, he's leveling up with her and bringing his energy level up as they... knock down the champagne and stuff.
And at least he could cook something, unlike Brandon.
That's fine. Okay. She'll eat chicken.
With chicken, you can, you barbecue, grill, you could do anything you want. Lemon pepper, there's a lot, okay?
Different sides. We're going to make it work.
Right.
All right. 100%. You could cook that.
I can't wait to talk about them. I know, right? I can't wait to talk to them, talk about them during the sexy time. So, very much so. Our next couple breezing on through, Katie and Derek.
Ooh, they was lit. They was so lit on that liquor.
I think everybody was. Everyone. Mom, dad. Well, no, dad was okay. No. The friends, obviously. May I quote, are you going to de-her? I wish I had like a beep. Are you going to de-her down or what? Derek said, she just needs to feel warmth, and I'm looking forward to providing that warmth. Derek, oh my God. What are you guys thinking about this couple so far?
I think it's exactly like Elizabeth and Jamie from last season, where they were very passionate with sex, but when it came down to the relationship... That's what's scary. Like, I feel like they're so ready for that it's going to end up being, like, a rocky hill.
Yeah, you think they're ready for the things of marriage and not ready to take that journey?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
I think Derek is he's a little bit more reluctant. Katie is, like, she's ready. Like, I feel like she's like, yeah. I got
Katie ready to have a baby.
My crop midriff wedding dress, I'm ready. Let's get it going on.
Yeah.
And her relationship with his groomsmen, they're, like, back and forth was real cool, and everything. It was like, okay, like, you thought that she knew his friends for a very long period of time. And Katie, her friends with Derek, that was just like a little bit too much, but he kept it G.
Yeah, oh, yeah, his G. response, yeah. His response was killer. I liked it. Yeah, she's smitten.
Almost everybody in the comment was talking about Katie reminding them of Amber from last season, because Amber was so into, I just want to get married. Like, they don't care who you're getting married to. They just ready to just be married.
Yeah, just like the thought. I think so. I mean, I think we'll have some issues out of this couple because of that. He's never been in love. She went in thinking about her ex. Like, neither one of their slates were clean before they came in. Everybody has a little bit of baggage, but at least start with a clean slate, and I don't think they did. Speaking of not so clean, let's finally talk about Brandon and Taylor. Lord have mercy.
That's the one y'all all went in on.
there's a lot of comments about Brandon and Taylor. We didn't see much of them this episode, but Ken hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We see a little bit more of their interaction. So what do you think, Ken, about their interaction now that we've seen a little bit more.
Well, the first thing is with Taylor's mom, and she does not like it. She was very standoffish. And Brandon, that's when his nervous energy just starts, because she's just like, and he's just like, well, he's trying to open up to her more, and she's still like, well, I don't like it. So that was just a little bit more. And Brandon's mom, on the other hand, was more warm and inviting with Taylor. Yeah. She was holding her hand as she spoke with her. She was looking at her in her eyes.
Well, of course. I mean, Taylor is like here. Okay.
Exactly. I was about to say, I honestly think that's because of Taylor, because it's almost like her energy is contagious. So you can't help but to have that sort of. So, of course. I mean, and Brandon is just. Energy transfers. Hello. So
it's, but she can't transfer that to Brandon.
Very much so. I feel horrible for Taylor. I think 100% Taylor is wifey material. 100% Brandon is not going to give her what she needs, nor does he even deserve to be in her presence. I don't think that it's not, obviously he's not physically attracted to her. I personally, again, my opinion, pick that up. I just don't think he's attracted to her. Interesting comments. Let's get into the comments of our extended panel. Because, were there any others other than the ones you've already read?
Well, Daniel S., she said, my favorite panel. So she loves us, including Mike. And she says, I want to give Brandon the benefit of the doubt, too. Because I know you were saying last episode you wanted to give Brandon the benefit of the doubt. And
I tried.
I mean, it looks like Taylor's optimistic, too.
She's very overly optimistic.
I would be, too, if I was married.
It's still the wedding night, and we can give him the benefit of the doubt, but now at this point, it's just like, nah. It's more time has progressed, and it's still like something's just not clicking.
Oh, it's not.
And the episode preview, I can't get over that. First off, all of the drama. I love how the honeymoon, like whenever they all go on the honeymoon together, that's when I really love it because all the couples come together and start comparing each other.
That's when they all start looking. Look, Mindy and Jessica was already doing it. Like, what's your husband bathroom. Like? Is your husband good? Okay. We like it? Okay, cool.
Brandon, the one thing that 100% rubbed me the wrong way, he grabbed the cake, which... It was like it was just so awkward. It was like I can't even get my words out.
I know.
It was like he tried too hard to be too cool. It's like
pretty much all the comments that was said in the beginning. Yeah,
and then but Mama was just not. She was like,
like really, this is who my daughter's marrying. T. Lee says, run, Taylor, run!
Yeah.
I think we're all thinking that. Like,
yeah, no.
I feel so bad. And I definitely agree with that last comment for Taylor being matched up with Keith because it's just that maturity.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, but I feel like that's what's missing.
Super immature, too, though. Keith and Chris.
No. Last season.
Oh, last season.
The other Keith. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant Keith and Christine from 2 seasons ago. Okay, welcome.
But there was a maturity thing going on here, and I think she's one of those ones that's just too mature for him.
I don't think that Taylor's feeling it because Ken and I kind of picked up on it when she's trying to give examples of, like, I'm super excited. This is... The other couples are like, we're conversating. Right. We're having a great conversation. He's really flirty. I really like him. I'm smitten, blah, blah, blah. Taylor's like, we like animals. Pull anything out. You got nothing else, girl. Pull something.
She
reached to the extreme, and I felt so horrible because I'm so in love with Taylor.
All right.
Anything else? We got some special segments and all that good stuff coming.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, let's a lot of y'all think comparing him to Luke and Katie and
I don't think it's there yet because Taylor's not going to let that happen.
Yeah.
So I think she's way too strong. Well, with that, people, it's sexy time.
Yeah. Oh, that's your sexy dance right there.
Let's talk Mika and Michael. Sexy time, yes or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think they're trying to play it off like they're going to have sex, but I don't think. Mm. I think Michael's going to respect it, you know, and just not go for it.
This music.
Okay. I'm going to go with that we all want the M&Ms to have their chocolate time, but they're going to hold off on it because he's going to be a gentleman, and yes, that's how I feel.
Okay.
Man, I like how yours is like smooth jam. Yeah.
Quiet storm.
There we go. Exactly. I am going to go with a no, a double no, because same. I love how the editors tried to play it up. She was like, you know what? I was going to go to bed, but now, and then they cut it. I'm like,
turn off the light.
Yeah, no, still not going to happen. She's going straight to bed. And, you know, Michael's going to happen. Mindy and Zach.
Ooh, they might get it on. I mean, Mindy was biting her lips, you guys.
She wanted it at the altar.
She was ready.
I'm going to say, unfortunately, yes. And the reason why. Mindy wants it, and Zach will not deny it. Even though he might not want it, they remind me of Luke and Kate. Not so much on the dark level of disgust, but I think Zach is going to feed into the stereotype of an Instagram model guy. He's just going to do it just because it's, you know, why not? It has a pulse.
What you thinking?
I'm going to have to agree with TK and say yes, because Mindy, she definitely wants it.
Okay.
And Zach, because he is so, wants to know what that body looks like and that physical, he's just going to be like, oh yeah, let's get to it so I can see what you look like underneath your clothes, wife.
And
so,
that will determine if he wants you or not.
To continue, correct.
So, all right. Lanisha.
Oh, I told y'all.
Oh, y'all know this is going to happen.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
cool.
Going to happen. Mindy was biting that lip. Girl, oh, yeah, ready.
Jessica and Austin. They used to be cousins.
No.
Ooh, okay.
I think that they're going to go to bed and have it the next day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Plot twist. I'm going to say they went to bed thinking they were going to have it the next day. But when they removed that pillow, that barrier, and somebody rolled over, it happened on the honeymoon.
Yes! The barrier is not going to be there for long, honey.
Yes! The neighbor came knocking in literally.
Okay.
I thought y'all were cousins.
I said, the neighbors know my name.
I think so. I think they'll do it. 100%. All right, quickly, we have two more couples, Katie and Derek. Are they getting pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
And it's going to be hard, like he said, and grab that hair and...
Oh, Lord, child. And I think Derek's going to get a little scared. Brandon and Taylor, are we sexy time?
I don't see it, because Taylor, why would she want Brandon?
That's a hard no. I believe Brandon wants it and would not deny it, but Taylor, she is... she's going to hold her own.
She said, she's not that kind of girl.
Right.
Nope.
Maybe if Brandon was giving her a little bit more chemistry, she would be. I'm just saying.
She didn't even want to kiss him.
All right. I think he'll try to fill in that booty and she'll get a nice little on the hand.
All right.
Let's quickly rate these couples.
Yes.
All right. Mika and Michael. What are we feeling?
Oh, 9.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'll give them an 8.
Oh, all right. I'm going to keep them high. I'm going to go 9.
Yeah.
I'll go 9 on this.
That's my M&M.
Really liked Michael. Mindy and Zach.
I'll give them a 6, you know.
Oh,
a little hope.
very underwhelming. I'll give them a 3.
Oh, okay. I'm giving them a 2, and those 2 points are all Mindy. Jessica and Austin. Ugh.
9.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them a 9 as well.
They get my 9. They are like, yes. I think I agree with the comment. They're going to be the favorite couple this year, this season. Katie and Derek.
Oh, yeah. My 2. Oh, wait, where did I give them?
Katie and Derek, the one that wants the baby.
I'll give them a 3.
Ooh.
I will keep it at a 6.
Okay. I'm going to go 5. So I think, they're still in La La Land. They're still being blinded by the light. So
I just think everything is so perfect right now. I just could see it going
south real quick.
Yeah,
100%. All right. Our winning couple, Brandon and Taylor. What are we giving them?
I'm going to give them a gold star and a negative 1.
I am going with the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 1.
Okay. I'm going to to go with a golden goose egg of a zero, actually.
Hello.
Can I do that? Maybe a one.
Hello.
I'm not buying it. They're not the Beyonce and Jay-Z that I thought they would be. Yes. All right. Let's wrap it up with some news and gossip.
Yes.
Now, I have to give a very slight spoiler alert. And again,
spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
I'm giving you a moment.
Spoiler alert.
I'm giving you a moment to stop listening. But before you go, I mean, remember to rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Leave a comment, all that love. But leave right now if you don't want to talk spoilers. Even you two don't know this because this came out 4 hours ago. And I try to keep you guys off of your phones. Told you not to get on Google, but
I was on YouTube.
The news and gossip as of 4 hours ago, according to People, one pair has already decided to call it quits. The annulment was filed before the first episode even freaking aired. This is a first. This is a first time in the Married at First Sight history that a couple has broken up before the show's wedding episodes have finally finished airing, according to People. But the infamous couple, Brandon and Taylor.
I knew it!
I knew it! But what's so juicy is...
Give us the juice.
Apparently, it wasn't, like, obviously it wasn't a love connection, but apparently Brandon is the one that filed for the annulment before the episode even aired. So he filed the paperwork to get rid of her.
He had to, you know what, I'm done with them.
Is it like whoever files first, like, what is the protocol with if I file first, then it's like,
all I know is you? The audacity.
Kind of, because it's okay. Almost like I broke up with you, you didn't break up with me type of thing, even if it's mutual. But, today's January 15th. And the episode, the I Do episode, whatever, finished airing this time. But he filed the paperwork to dissolve the marriage on January 2nd Baltimore, in a county court. But, yeah.
Brandon said, wow. New year, new me, no wife.
Man. No wife.
So, and you guys called it, too, because Rachelle Heller gave him a 4, AM gave him a 2, and Marita Perello gave him a 3, so.
Yeah, no. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. We obviously have so much more coming up in this season. I'm so excited about the thrillers. But to carry on the conversation, we love to find you in the chats, all the comments, all that good stuff. Where can they find you, Lanisha and Ken, to carry on the conversation?
Oh my gosh, you guys can find me on all social media at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914.
Okay, you can find me on all social media platforms at Kenneth Ware.
Yeah, he's not going to spell it.
I'm not going to spell it this time.
You could have been single. Come on, he's supposed to be on my team.
And you can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre. And you can find our lovely Mike at Mike Thieling. We will see you next week because it comes with the goods.
Ooh.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.